genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
Steve Gruber Show. 888-900-9966, the number. SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show. We enter the home stretch on this Wednesday morning. My final day filling in for Steve. He returns tomorrow from a guy like Steve. I mean, it's going to be like the show open says, right? Like a shotgun or, I mean, so much bottled up from the past 11 days or so. I'm sure it'll be a fabulous show tomorrow morning. You can find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, SCOTBERTRAM. And we'll talk with Rachel Alexander in a bit, senior editor at The Stream. Actually headed up to Minnesota this weekend. And family reunion on my wife's side. So we'll see how that goes. Long time in the car with 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. Be by far the lengthiest amount of time in the car thus far, so we're kind of girding ourselves for that. 888-900-9966. Tom in Grand Rapids is on the line. Tom, you're on the Steve Gruber Show.
Yeah, hey, good morning, Steve. I mean, Scott.
Good morning.
Scott, right?
Yes, sir.
You're Scott posing
as
Steve.
That's right.
Hey, Scott, I got a question for you.
Yes.
Right? You got the power of the microphone. What are you doing to help stop the subversion of our nation by the deep state?
What am I doing? What am I doing?
What are you doing? You got the power of the microphone.
Doing the show best I can and trying to bring you the information as we see fit.
Okay. Now, what are you doing after you get off the show down there in Hillsdale?
Well, actually, I've been filling out on a different show the past couple of days, so day gets full.
Okay, keep up, keep the faith, and keep pounding, keep punching.
Appreciate it, Tom. Thank you for tuning in. Steve does a great job here on a daily basis on the show too. I'm just here to hold those listeners and hold that audience together. You know, we embrace each other as we await Steve's return. That's what we do here. Thanks for the phone call, Tom. 888-900-9966. This national, piece I mentioned about what's happening in Seattle. Seattle's had some weird things, minimum wage hike. And they have this idea now that they're putting into place. The city of Seattle is trying an experiment in campaign finance reform. Forcing property owners through a new tax, specifically to sponsor the campaign contributions of other city residents. It's called democracy vouchers. And there have been some lawsuits filed to try to stop. So as of the start of this year, Seattle began mailing out four $25 campaign democracy vouchers to registered voters. You're a registered voter in Seattle, you get a campaign voucher. You get a democracy voucher. Non-voters and even non-citizens can receive vouchers, too, upon request to the city. The voucher is used for one and one only purpose, campaign contributions for elected office. The idea to give everyone a voice in politics. At whose expense? Well, property owners' expense. Comes from the pockets of property owners, the cash cows, now for other people's political opinions. Ethan Blevins writing, the compelled subsidy for political donations violates the First Amendment. Freedom of speech embodies not only the right to speak, but also its corollary, the right not to speak. Includes the right to refrain from funding the speech of another person. U.S. Supreme Court has called this a bedrock principle of the First Amendment. We'll see how this moves forward in the court system. Blevins says, the property owners compelled to pay for political donations will tend to be among the crowd with minority viewpoints, and yet their money will be used for the majority viewpoints. Landlords and other property owners must now foot the bill for political speech that favor the kind of measures that landlords and property owners likely would not favor. I've heard similar ideas in other parts of the country called different things. They're called democracy vouchers in Seattle. but paid for by they enacted a new tax, a brand new tax on property owners to hand out these vouchers to residents of Seattle so they can send them to the candidate of their choice. And it's a little odd. There are fights over school choice, school vouchers. And one of the big things that you hear is that, you know, you're stealing money that rightfully should go to the government. And anytime there's tax credits involved, some of the left will say, well, if you give a tax credit, you know, the money that should go, you're taking money from the government, as opposed to the way you should look at it, which, of course, is you're allowing people to retain more of their own money and spend it or give it away as they see fit. There's a program that's being talked about. It's actually in use in Indiana and Wisconsin and D.C. and Florida, some of the states that are at the cutting edge of school reform. And it's a scholarship, a tax credit program. In short, if you give $1,000 to this private scholarship organization, you then can get a tax credit for it. And the scholarship organization hands out, a nonprofit scholarship organization hands out scholarships to students in need so they can choose. They're not locked into that zoned school. They can choose what school they want to go to. And one of the big pushbacks on this is, well, you're taking money from the government. You give a tax credit for this, you're actually costing the government their own money, which is ridiculous. But you won't hear that in this case. I mean, theoretically, the property tax that was enacted in Seattle, that money could go to the city of Seattle. Instead, they're using it to fund political speech. $100 per person to registered voters. And again, even non-voters and non-citizens can receive vouchers, too, if they request if they make the request. Completely unfair to the property owners who are now, again, forced to fund political speech that they may not agree with and might not be to their own benefit. The city of Seattle is compelling them to pay for political donations to causes and candidates that they almost certainly don't agree with. Supporters of the voucher program want to force property owners to underwrite partisan political donations in the name of democracy. In short, compelling someone to furnish contributions of money for the propagation of opinions which he disbelieves and abhors, sinful and tyrannical, Thomas Jefferson said. That is what's happening in Seattle. Court case moving forward, the Pacific Legal Foundation, representing two property owners who are subject to the tax, moving forward. But the system is already in place. The taxes are going out, or the taxes are being collected, the vouchers are going out. And another experiment in Seattle that I don't think will be a success. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show is brought to you by Northville Lumber, the number one distributor of maintenance-free Trex decking in the Midwest. To get your best deal on maintenance-free Trex decking, the only place to go is Northville Lumber. Find out more right now at northvillelumber.com. We'll talk with Rachel Alexander next, senior editor at The Stream. Jor Pio, you know the name? Toughest sheriff in the U.S. out in Maricopa County, Arizona. Found guilty of criminal contempt. Discuss that with Rachel Alexander in a moment. Scott Bertram in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.